Ajax. My name is a sad song. Who would have thought it would someday become the sound a man makes in despair?
That's the title character in Ajax, a tragedy written by the Greek playwright and former general Sophocles 2,500 years ago. It recounts the story of Ajax, a fierce Greek warrior who slips into a crazed depression near the end of the Trojan War, attempts to kill his commanders, then takes his own life.
And what does that say? Well, it says that no one is invulnerable to psychological injury. Even the strongest among us are vulnerable and can fall.
That's Brian Dorries, the founder and director of Theater of War, the nonprofit organization that has staged readings of Ajax and a companion play to over 20,000 active duty U.S. military personnel and their families over the past year.
When a man suffers without end in sight and takes no pleasure in living his life, day by day, wishing for death, he should not live out all his years. It is pitiful when men hold on to false hopes.
Today, many doctors would say Ajax shows classic symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, an acute anxiety response often triggered by witnessing or experiencing intense or prolonged fear, helplessness, or horror. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says that up to 20% of American troops returning from Iraq suffer from PTSD. Almost every day, someone in the military commits suicide. It's clear, says Dorries, that veterans' voices must be heard. And that's why, he says, Theater of War's readings are about starting a dialogue.
We perform them for only one reason, and that's to inspire a conversation that would not otherwise be possible. People see themselves and their own stories reflected in an ancient narrative, and they realize they're not alone. They're not alone in the room, they're not alone in the country, they're not alone across time. It gives people a sense of their own struggles in a much longer and larger view. So at the core, we want people to feel less alone so that they'll actually acknowledge what they're going through and see that seeking help is not a sign of weakness, but a sign of strength.
The readings are always followed by town hall-style discussions, some lasting 3 hours, in which audience members are invited to speak. The Ajax story offered both revelation and relief to Army Major Joseph Garaci, who felt that the gore and the glories of battle bind all warriors together.
It's almost like we don't even need words. All we need to do is just look in the veteran's eye. Be an Iraq, Afghanistan veteran, a veteran from the Gulf War, a veteran from Vietnam, Korea, World War II, a veteran back from the ancient Greek wars. We're all connected at a very deep level.
This vet seemed visibly moved, even shaken, when he asked to take the microphone.
I identified with Ajax, with the rage that he was in, and just not knowing what you're doing, and blacking out, and just waking up in another time, another place, and not realizing what happened.
Sophocles' play features a chorus which personifies the soldiers Ajax led. They are devastated by the ruined man he has become.
And now I must care for incurable Ajax. His mind infected by divine madness. Caught up in thoughts, he unnerves his friends. As we watch his greatest acts of bravery slip through his fingers.
For Adam Driver, the actor playing this part, Theater of War, has been far more than a professional gig. It's been a cathartic voyage back to the pain and helplessness he often felt as an enlisted Marine.
Because I've definitely seen my sergeants and corporals who I thought were stellar Marines, who later you just kind of see them, you know, get involved into drugs and just crumble and you feel powerless.
In contrast, says Brian Dorries, Theater of War's open discussion format allows enlisted personnel to speak frankly about themselves in the presence of their superiors and to be heard without fear. And, just as important, it allows officers to listen to subordinates without the burden of military authority.
One of the things that theater uniquely can do is it can dissolve hierarchies. Now, the hierarchy of the Army doesn't dissolve forever. It dissolves for a moment. But in that moment, because of the theatrical production, something magical happens. And it's an important thing to have happen in a community that needs to heal.
That community also includes the loved ones of those coming home from war. an officer in the audience, said his own son's experience was mirrored by the character of Ajax's son, seeing his father return from the Trojan War as a madman. A veteran's wife reported feeling that her husband had dragged the carnage of battle right into their home. But the burdens of war cannot be just for warriors and their families to bear. Brian Dorey says that just as society is responsible for sending its soldiers to fight, we must all take responsibility for helping them heal. In that sense, he says, the Ajax tragedy and theater of war are a wake-up call. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.